to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burger flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon nerd mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's T and it's Monday.
Monday.
Well, we had a great weekend. Football, and more football. But we got a lot to talk about today. We were off last week, and a few things, big things happened. Diddy got sentenced. Bad Bunny is headlining the Super Bowl. Bill Maher trolling on Kamala. And you know what today is, Jamie?
What's
I hope it? You knew about this.
No, the rest
of these folks, they're out of luck. It's National Plus Size Appreciation Day, and we are appreciating you and your Lizzo-looking self.
Yes,
how are
yes,
you,
I
Mr. Lizzo?
Excellent on this glorious National Plus Size Day. But I am. I consider
every day National Plus Size Day.
It is a somber moment. Somber moment. Hats off.
Put it back on. Put it back on.
Oh, Goodall has died. The monkey lady.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Jane
you know,
Goodall.
Jane Goodall has recently passed, and you know, I think I'm more surprised she never got murdered by a monkey.
Was that the girl in the mist lady?
Yes, the girl in the mist lady. Yeah.
Okay. Look, personally, I thought she died a long time ago.
I thought she died in the movie. I forget.
I thought the movie.
The girls killed her. I forgot.
Either Harambe got her.
DW is in the house. He's looking so angelic over there. Look, I had to reboot everything, so some of our video may be a little wonky tonight, but we're here. We're surviving.
His eyebrows look fake.
Since Jamie's going to check on me, I'm going to take this opportunity to say, like, when he took his hat off, he looked like some roll-on deodorant. Like, that's what his head looked like.
How y'all make that roll-on deodorant?
I don't know. That's what Jamie's head looked like, though. Take it off again, Jamie.
It ain't going to fit under nobody's arm, though.
Jamie, get it.
No, he got to have some big arm.
It is, like, real dark up in here.
Happy plus size day, though, Jamie.
Thank you, Donnie.
No, we don't normally have it on. Turn it up just a little bit, Wes, because I think it'll
turn it up for what? Now.
Gary is in the house. Gary, what's going on?
Gary's like, I got a rug on.
I know. Well, when I first was looking at that, rug. I was like, what in the
it's
world?
It's a cocktail shirt because I'm all about some cocktails.
Literally. It's a cocktail shirt.
I thought he was about.
But I don't know what to do anymore. You know, it's been a while since I've been on the podcast.
You don't do your hands, 2 weeks. If you
I don't know what to do with my hands.
What movie is that from?
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, what to do with my hands.
I thought it was a guy with a bad hand.
It's like the first time he's getting interviewed.
Yeah, he's like, what do I do with my hands? Just put them down.
We got the bourbon nerd fresh back from the beach. He didn't get tan either, Jamie.
Welcome
you
back,
nor him got
y'all.
A tan, it appeared.
Glad y'all checking us out.
What is that nude beach?
I'm kind of tired.
How tired are you?
Super tired.
He flew in and boy, his arms tired.
Boy, his arms are tired.
Let's jump right in. Bad Bunny. Do you even know who Bad Bunny is?
All the reason I know who Bad Bunny is because he's on the new Happy Gilmore movie.
Is that who makes the clothes?
I thought that was Bad Barbie. You know the one that said, catch me outside. How about that? What's her name?
Oh, that's
it?
Bad.
I thought that
baby.
Was a, thought
bad, 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 bad.
I thought that was a lady that slept with 1,000 guys.
I think I'd rather hear her
say. Bunny Blue.
I thought it was Jelly Roll.
Hey, is Bad Bunny not the clothing company with a rabbit?
There's a rabbit?
That's
clothing
Crazy
company?
Psycho Bunny.
Oh, I thought that was Bad,
bad
Bunny.
Bad Bunny's a... They had a word for it. What he is some type of? It's an artist. He's a
tranny
rapper. No, I don't know. I think he wears dresses. Maybe Bad Bunny genre. Like,
I've never heard this genre.
I know him from Happy Gilmore.
All right, it's reggaeton and Latin rap. Is his genre?
Oh.
Reggaeton and Latin.
And he's doing the Super Bowl.
Latin rap.
It's often described as musica urbana. Well, you like how that roll up my tongue? Urbana.
I ain't never heard of that.
Why did you just do music?
Why do they pick sucky people to do the Super Bowl?
You know why? It's all about Trump. It's all about anti-Trump, and they won't. They think he doesn't like Latin people. Well,
I thought
don't like
I heard
people.
It was going to be Bad Bunny. Country music singers this year.
So no, is he like
Bad
the,
Bunny does not sing country music.
No, but that's what they said it hadn't been country music. I heard it on the radio.
It was last year, wasn't it, when Beyonce, wasn't that last year she was doing the country?
Bro, get out of here.
Man, she won all the country awards. What y'all talking about? Y'all haters?
The last show I remember liking was the one with 50 Cent on it.
Oh, that 50 Cent, that had everybody in it.
Yeah.
Had like Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dre.
Look, 50 wasn't doing those pull-ups, those sit-ups like he used to, but he was still Knocking them out.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. That
dude, it was good. Real good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was awesome.
We're screaming at the TV. All the teenagers running around. Don't know what's going on.
I just know Whitney was like crip walking across
she
the house.
Was.
Yeah.
She was.
So was Bad, the JD's just screaming. Yeah.
Was Bad Bunny, is it like Sean Paul type music? Remember Sean Paul?
I couldn't tell you a single thing.
You want me to play a Bad Bunny song so we can see what it
I thought
sounds
dude
like?
Made clothes.
No, I don't know if we need. I don't know.
You just play a minute of it.
We can.
Yeah, you can. We
can.
But if it was fly, we'd have heard it.
Well, he does.
It's going to come up like, oh,
a
tour. Yeah.
Is his arch nemesis Good Bunny?
No, it's Elmer Fudd. Huh?
All right, here is.
That's an old people joke.
That's from 3 years ago. Let's see if there's something newer here. His new album, 2025, right?
This is it?
Yeah.
I feel like somebody's about to bring me some cheese dip.
He got 50 minutes.
Bring that queso on over.
This is called Nuevo Yo.
I'm afraid ICE is going to come raid us just listen to this.
They're outside right now listening.
Yeah. Huh.
What's this, Spanish porno?
He said, "I'm here to fix your pipos."
He doesn't.
I hear you have an pipo problem.
He doesn't.
He doesn't sing English.
I'm delivering a piso.
Y'all, so we need to do a Life from the Patio halftime show.
I think we're gonna have to.
It'll be all America.
We can.
We can
pirate some country music and play it live on the YouTube.
How many views we get?
It depends on how we did leading into it.
Okay, that's it. We're doing a Life on the Patio halftime show.
We
should do a halftime show, and instead of Bad Bunny stuff, we're going to do covers of Bad Company. There you go.
Ooh, Bad Company is much better.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Who has listened to Bad Company by Five Finger Death Punch?
I have. Yeah, okay. That's pretty good.
I listened to it on the beach last week, Jamie.
I feel stupid. I did not realize that my entire life I thought the opening line to Bad Company was, I can't remember how it starts off now.
Bad Company.
Apparently, you still don't know what the line is.
No. Is that the song you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. But I had the words wrong. When I heard their version of it, it made much more sense.
I'm trying to think of what the opening line is.
It says a company, and I thought it was a couple of something.
Oh. Mm.
So okay. I was like, holy shit, 40 years I got the song wrong.
Bad Bunny, though. I mean, does it even make sense? I guess he's a world-renowned artist. But America, this is America's pastime.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's above the Super Bowl is above any other sporting event.
It's not America's pastime baseball. It'll always be baseball.
I don't think it will.
You think you could get the five or six most famous artists in the world that'd be willing and would love to come to the Super Bowl.
Remember when Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake?
That was a good one. That's memorable.
I remember where I was when it happened.
Me too. I remember that because I was like, that's a boob.
We were together, yes.
I was like, that's a boob.
There is a horrible looking boob.
And that was before you could DVR and rewind it. I immediately saw it, though, because it just, you know.
Now it's ingrained in your head.
Now it's ingrained in my head. You know, I still remember it because it was like a little, there was a sun on it.
It was a horrible looking boob.
Now, the one of the best national anthems was the country singer. What was his name?
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
No, he crushed that. He crushed that.
He did.
Yeah.
What do they say now? He ate it.
That's what the kids say.
I bet that's what Bad Bunny
said. There wasn't a dry eye in the place.
He said he ate it.
He be eating.
Oh, Diddy got sentenced, y'all.
Speaking of eating stuff.
Leading up to his sentencing, I think it took place last Friday. Let me look at this real quick. He had.
Did he do it?
I saw, ironically, he fell to his knees after the sentencing.
Well, he was saying.
Unironically, he was.
That's because he slipped. He had baby oil in his pocket. He's like, oh.
He's in pocket oil.
You gotta have pocket oil.
Yeah. You never know when orange is gonna break out. You gotta have pocket oil.
That's what he's gonna do. That's how he's gonna escape. He's gonna throw some oil out there. The guard's gonna slip. He's gonna drag him in.
He'll try to start running away from the oily guard who's stopping. I can't pass the chance up.
He's like Tally from South Park. Here, Tally's like, I heard you need a towel.
I heard you need some more.
Do you think they're going to keep oil in the commissary for him?
Do they have oil in commissary? I don't know.
Never been.
He's going to make some oil
in the back of the toilet.
He got sentenced to just over 4 years in federal prison.
How much of it does he have to do?
Convicted of transporting people across state lines.
He is
for
a
sex.
Prison.
Hold
a prison
hold up, Jamie. He transported people across state lines for sex. So if you move people from Memphis to Arkansas. Yeah. That's cross state.
So if you and, if you and your wife have dinner in Memphis and you bring her back home, you better look out.
You get arrested.
You're going to end up locked up next to dinner.
Well, what if you move people across state lines to get turned down? Well, what's that?
They get arrested.
Yeah, like they get arrested.
I mean, I think he gets out, though, he's going to market some. So, you know what's better than baby oil? Diddy oil.
Yeah, Diddy oil.
Oh, he'll make a he's going to make it. It's going to be Diddy oil. And
made for fresh squeezed ditties.
He was acquitted of racketeering and trafficking, but found guilty on two counts of transportation.
Look, if he'll lean into this and own it, he can make a killing.
He can make a killing.
I mean, he's already rich, but he'd be more richer.
He's already leaned into a lot of things.
Where they going to keep him at? Let's see what they're
going to. He leaned away from nothing, though.
That's all right.
Yeah, what he is not is on the Matrix. He ain't dodging death.
No.
If I was him, I'd get out and market a slip and slide.
Slip and slide, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
A diddy dive.
You go down, don't come back up.
I wonder, so what do you...
Diddy slick. Diddy slick.
I guess I'm confused by that charge.
Like, the slip and slide is like diddy approved.
Diddy approved.
Yeah, like on a new oil rating, it's 5 out of 6 ditties.
He had his lawyer was arguing that slick. Since he'd been serving,
yeah, you know, it was one ditty. It's kind of frisky.
Yeah, his lawyer's trying to argue since he had served 13 months in these terrible conditions that included suicide watch, 2 hours. No, they said that was enough, and because he had limited access to clean water and lack of access to healthy and edible food.
That man ain't worried about clean nothing. So
had an incident-free record in prison and is clean for the first time and sober in 25 years.
Oh. Well, congratulations, Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So do you have to pay for people to come have sex to get that transportation charge?
Yeah, I think he did more than paid them. I think he forced them.
Yeah, I thought it was like a house party.
And he passed them out over there and then.
Oh, man.
You think people would be lying?
See, look, future reference, Diddy. Don't live so close to state lines.
Yeah. It's got,
it's a youth.
You got to be in the middle.
So if he had, instead of bringing them from New Jersey, if he had just went to upstate New York.
Yeah, if he went the other direction.
He'd keep it in state. It wouldn't have been a problem, right? I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he'll turn it into some type of reality show again.
Oh, yeah.
He should.
Bill Maher.
Let's get slick.
So y'all know, did we ever talk about Kamala's new book where she was basically trashing the Bidens? Did we ever talk about that?
But Kamala can read?
Well, no,
Kamala,
she wrote a book.
The ghostwriter.
But she also wrote in there that she essentially could not get, what's his name, Pete Buttigieg, whatever.
Because he was gay.
And in his book, in her book, right? Didn't he?
She did say that.
She said what now?
She said that she really didn't want Tampon Tim. She wanted Pete, but he was too gay. She said those.
That's
words.
What she said because essentially.
Then she said that the Bidens treated her very badly. Anyway, she wanted a book to her. And it makes her sound worse than it makes her sound better.
Look, gosh damn it, we're gonna get into it. Republicans are conservatives are not anti-gay at all. And to hear Democrats that claim to be pro-everything.
No, yeah, you're right. They're not. But look, here's what Bill Maher said. This is the main thing I want to talk about. He talked about Kamala Harris's new memoir of the 24 elections called 107 Days. But it should have been called Everyone Sucks But Me, because that's exactly how she portrayed it. 107 Days is a victim's title because, get it, she only had 107 days to win. And then she goes on in some interviews to claim it was the closest election ever.
Oh, I did hear her say that, too. Closest election ever for
and
what?
She spent $1.5 billion in that time frame.
She did nothing. She was the only option they had, so they threw her out there.
Biden thought when he named her that she was the least risk of someone pushing him out like they did.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, they didn't want Kamala. No.
Then she accused Gavin Newsom of not answering her call, which I'm sure he would.
Has anybody been up on the Trump AI with the sombreros and stuff?
it
is hilarious.
I'm not surprised by it.
Yes. Oh, I can't remember the guy's name.
I've seen it. There was a senator,
and Trump put a sombrero on his head, and the guy said, "That's racist." Well, then the next video is Trump putting a sombrero on his hat again, with Trump in the background playing a mariachi band.
Why can't people just laugh at
stuff? It's funny.
Why can't... everybody's got to be so freaking sensitive.
What's crazy is
you got to laugh at yourself. You got to laugh at yourself.
Oh, the fact that the sitting president has put out memes.
Yeah, puts out memes about people. That's great.
It's funny.
That's the whole reason he wanted Gronk. He can put out AI memes.
I should have talked about this before we got to the Super Bowl.
He has a secretary of Gronk.
Have you guys heard about the Mark Sanchez news?
Oh, yeah, the stabbings.
But he was drunk and apparently attacked a dude in a truck.
Well, so that's the four quarterback. No, Mark Sanchez,
the quarterback.
Yes. Yeah, he got charged.
Butt fumble.
That is now a Fox TV analyst. Last night he was in the hospital for stabbing wounds, and then today or the next day he got arrested because he was apparently the one instigated it. He's a 69-year-old man.
Is a truck driver or something?
Yeah,
he got stuck.
That sounds suspicious.
What began as a disagreement between a 38-year-old former professional athlete and a 69-year-old man should not have escalated into violence or left anyone seriously injured. He's in trouble. I think he's probably lost his job.
I'm sure he lost his job.
I bet Mark was trying to steal his
wallet. He fumbled that as well.
Maybe trying to steal that man's wallet on that.
Where did
that
he go? Game. He went to USC, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was a Trojan.
He
forgot the Trojans. So that's what it was.
Yes. J-E-T-S. Jets.
Oh, yeah. The butt fumble against the Patriots.
Good you know time. Who doesn't fumble the booty?
I guess he did.
Did he?
No, picks it up.
No, did he always pick it up?
He does a scuba score.
Thank you, Diddy, for giving us so much stuff to talk about.
He ain't lying. Diddy, hats off again, Diddy.
Thanks. Well, apparently we're about going back and forth between football and politics. So Joe Biden is trying to build a presidential library.
Talk coloring books?
Well, the comment, I'm trying to say who made the comment, said it's going to be a food truck if he's lucky. Donors are not giving money for this.
It's going to be the ones that you open it up and stuff pops up, the pop-up books or whatever they're called.
Don't we already have a presidential library?
Every president gets one.
I mean, the Clinton's is called the trailer park in the sky.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like a big trailer house.
Another Trump troll thing, you know, when you put the picture of the auto pen up for Biden on the wall.
Did he really do that?
Yeah, that's in the hole.
Someone put it on
auto pen. I don't know if he put it out there for real, but it was a meme.
I'm in a complete off subject. Has anybody seen where Chris Farley was awarded the star on the Walk of Fame
posthumously?
Posthumously. Mm. Has anybody seen a picture?
No.
Looks like. It looks like Will Ferrell faked his death and is in the background and watching him get his own star. Like, I saw this video, like, holy shit.
What?
It looks like Chris Farley faked his death is in the picture.
So that was in 2005.
Yes, happened. Yeah, I just saw the picture the other day.
Oh.
I'm so confused.
There's this old white haired guy that looks like Chris Farley.
Yeah.
It may have been his dad. He's got a brother that looks like
him. His dad, he looks just like his dad.
Yeah, he got a brother, too, because something popped up the other day saying what they're worth or whatever.
Yeah.
Net worth or something, yeah.
Down by the river.
I just thought about it. I took us down a rabbit hole. We ain't got to. I took us down a bad bunny hole.
You took us down a bad bunny hole.
Bad bunny hole.
But with Diddy, Diddy's going, a bad bunny hole.
There's no bad holes with Diddy.
There's all kind of bad holes.
No, I think Diddy was picky, man.
That's the dolphin hoe.
That's what they were saying.
It is National Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Hmm. I love this day.
So what do y'all get for being plus size?
More food.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Comfort food.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
It's a go plate.
It's a go plate. Yeah.
A go plate. Somebody ties our tennis shoes for us.
Do y'all get a discount?
So
we don't
have to hold our breath and do it.
So this day is the opportunity to remind ourselves that when it comes to beauty, one size doesn't fit all. The purpose of the holiday is to celebrate the curves that men and women everywhere rock. So whether you happen to be plus size or not, get out and spread the word. Having a little more love can be a truly fantastic thing. Mm. We should be national spokespersons. For plus size awareness stuff.
Absolutely.
What color could y'all be? You know, you got to have a color for you know, like autism's got blue and so what color?
Autism blue? I thought it was all them different colors.
That's right. Autism. Which one's blue, though? Autism has like puzzles.
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer is pink.
Yellow is what?
Jaundice awareness.
Purple is Alzheimer's.
Yeah, purple is Alzheimer's. So y'all got to pick out a color.
We can be red. We can be red because that's what color face is when we had butter pants.
Well, yeah, your face red right now. Are you butting your pants?
You gotta have some type of. You also need a mascot. What, like the Kool-Aid Man?
There's
pretty
some
good.
Other holidays.
Wes is here tonight, but he's only gonna get to celebrate half of it. Yeah. Only his top half is heavy. The bottom half is little.
Yeah, he can celebrate both days. National
Pant Size.
It's also National Noodle Day.
Or you could be yellow. Ooh, and have Lance Armstrong's nuts. You know.
What's your favorite noodle, Gary?
A linguine.
Ramen.
A linguist.
A linguine.
That's a good question.
What's your favorite noodle?
A favorite noodle.
I
mean, chicken was making
inside joke. I call them asshole pasta, but tortellini is my favorite noodle.
I was going to say tortellini. Actually,
tortellini is good.
It looked like a butthole
because it's filled with something.
Oh, tortellini's got cheese in it,
or meat.
Well, that's ravioli if you have meat in it, right?
Well,
that's
tortellini shaped.
No, tortellini's got.
It's just based on the shape, not the filling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. But tortellini it holds sauce well.
I've seen people.
If you do ramen, with or without egg.
I've seen people fix porcelain toilets with ramen. So.
To do what? So your feed does that too, huh?
Yeah.
Your feed has that too.
Your feed does what now?
Like, have you not seen people go around and like fix porcelain toilets or sides of bricks walls with ramen where they put it in there and sand it down?
The edge of the table's broke, they'll put ramen in there and backfill with some resin and sand it down. That's pretty impressive.
That stuff doesn't digest, y'all. I'm going to tell you that right now. I think it goes straight in and straight out.
It goes straight out.
It goes curly in and straight out.
Pressed.
I make a broccoli salad where you only toast them like nuts.
It's a sweet Asian salad.
Yeah.
I can remember as a kid.
I'm gonna make
you
a salad.
You toast them and it's crunchy.
Toast them in the oven or something?
In the oven, yeah. You throw them in the oven. And you put like some. It's like crunchy noodles, yeah.
But I can remember
as a kid. Some broccoli and some coleslaw.
Talk to Mike McGee.
It's coleslaw.
No, you're looking away though. You can tell he hadn't been. We hadn't done it in a while.
Yeah, we haven't done it forever.
Yes, old rookie over there.
Did anybody ever take it out of the pack and then sprinkle the stuff on it and just bite it? I used to do that.
No,
I figured you.
I take mine out of the pack, put a water, just sprinkle stuff on it, it boiled. I was a rebel.
Build-A-Bear employee rejects teenage girl's request to name her teddy bear Charlie Kirk.
You can't do that.
Why? Let them name it.
Evie McCormick, she's 16. She's a little old for Build-A-Bear. From Tukwila, Washington, said she traveled to Build-A-Bear in Seattle with a plan to honor Kirk, who is one of her role models. And when she got up there, they said, nope, we're not naming it Charlie Kirk. Why can't you just name Bear whatever you want to name it?
Yeah. Well, if you want to name it.
Let's name it Carly Chirk.
I live at CK.
CK.
She should have had somebody go in right after that and name it some other political type person on the other side.
I would have named it whatever the employee's name was and with sucks at the end of it. I'm saying,
and you can keep this there.
Yeah, I'd have a spanking and we press button. They suck.
The team claimed the employee then tore up the birth certificate and threw it away.
Oh no.
The bear never existed.
Ripped a heart out of bear.
That's crazy. I was like, I ain't paying for this bear now.
See, I'm getting mad.
Well, she paid for it.
Kevin. Well, I wasn't paying for nothing. Silly. You ripped up my certificate. It's now not an official Build-A-Bear bear. It's now just
been
a bear.
Adopted.
Not anymore. You ripped up the certificate of adoption.
Yeah, it ain't got a name.
It's a no-name bear.
It's just a bear.
So you just take a Goodwill now. Take the Goodwill.
Or Gary can get it and sell it.
You can name it Charlie. You can forge it.
I'm going to write Charlie Kirk on the bear's chest.
He can forge it.
I'd tape it. Do it.
Gary would be like, on eBay, what we have here?
Hundreds of people are stranded on Mount Everest after a massive snowstorm as rescuers race to save hikers. That's one thing I don't think we'll ever say about the patio. We're stranded on Mount Everest.
Oh, we're racing to help hikers. Either one.
Two things that you'll never hear us say about.
We'll be stuck on Mount Everest. Unless Mount Everest was a restaurant. We could possibly get.
No, we might go to Twin Peaks.
We may also go to
Twin Peaks.
We go to Twin Peaks
for National Fat People Day or whatever.
We're racing to the Twin Peaks.
There we go.
Ruben Estate.
We heard there was a stranded people.
May get stuck there.
Might. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Let's see. What else was there? All right, I got a.
You ever been to Twin Peaks? Since I haven't.
Yeah. I've been once. I haven't been. Long time
ago. Yeah, you have.
I've seen one, but I've never been to one.
Oh, I had Little Rock Peaks. With
we were down there playing golf or something.
It's better than Hooters though.
With Taylor.
Yeah,
I was down there with Taylor.
I think they have more choices.
Yeah, and more options.
No, so I prefer Tilted Kill.
Riding with us. We stopped
I've never
at
been there.
Tilted Kill from riding.
Food's better.
Okay,
and they're all plaid skirts.
I think I remember y'all talking. About
they're all dressed like a Britney Spears in the
like the old saucer. Do they still do that at the saucer? They used to wear plaid skirts.
I don't think they do that, no. Hey, let's talk about food. We love to talk about food. Ruben's Day or whatever you call it.
Ruben's?
Right, I don't know if I can get this on your screen or not. Let me see if it's going to work. Oh, yeah, kind of does.
It's backwards.
All right, we're going to pick these foods. No, gnocchi or fondue?
I love fondue.
That's fondue.
Fondue. Fondue. I don't know what
have you ever had gnocchi?
Yeah, I've had it. It's a
fondue can be anything, though.
It's like a German thing.
Gnocchi is
the
potato
pie.
Dumpling. All right, y'all want some fondue? We'll go with that. Cheese pizza or mango?
Cheese pizza.
I love a mango.
Chickpea curry or bagel and cream cheese?
I like chickpea curry.
I'm going to go chickpea curry.
I like curry enough to go with
that. Bagels are just plain.
Look at y'all there. I like curry. Peach cobbler or egg tart?
Peach cobbler.
I mean, shit.
Broccoli or
nachos or ramen?
Nachos.
Oh, man, I guess nachos, but ramen's really good.
Samosa or sourdough bread?
You said samosa.
All right.
I don't know
that's
what a samosa
little, that's a Girl Scout cookie, isn't it?
But I love sourdough.
He wants Samoans.
I'm going sourdough bread.
Okay. I'm going sourdough bread because there's more options with the bread. Yeah.
I don't even know what a samosa is. Yes.
I want a mimosa. I'll do that.
How about a souffle or olive? Oh, I hate olives.
Souffle.
Olives. I'm going to olives.
That's olives.
A souffle? Okay.
You never had a souffle, huh?
But it looks better.
It looks way better. Huevos Rancheros or Arancina?
Huevos Rancheros.
I don't know what I guess.
Yeah, that's better.
That sounds like a Mexican food.
Arapas or cheese ravioli?
Cheese ravioli.
Cheese ravioli. This second round is probably going to be harder. Matzo ball soup or naan?
Matzo ball soup.
I haven't had either of them, so I can go with the soup. I think naan is just
matzo
bread,
ball
right?
It's just a dough ball, but it's good. I don't know what that is. Rustlet.
I'm taking
cherry.
I love cherry.
I'm taking cherry.
Helps my gal.
Pierogi or a blueberry muffin?
Blueberry muffin, dude.
Nah, pierogi's better. Y'all are wrong. You never had pierogi, have you?
No, pierogi's good.
Pierogi's good.
Tamales.
Tamales.
Oh, my gosh. How is chestnuts even on this?
Oh, chestnuts are nasty as a mug.
How are chestnuts even on this thing?
Y'all are different from a chickpea and a chestnut?
Waffles.
Plant-based buffalo wing. I thought it was regular buffalo wing.
No, give me a waffle, bro.
Waffle.
What's the difference?
Waffle. I never had a chestnut on my chest.
You been
what? What was the other one?
Chickpea.
Black Forest cake.
Yeah, that
terrible.
That's even hard.
I messed it up.
Cheese fries or carrots?
Cheese fries.
Well, this is America. Who picked these to go against each other?
Chili.
I like both of them. That's tough.
How on earth is that tough?
No, this is tough. Cheese pizza.
Or what?
Or fondue.
Cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza. Okay. Peach cobbler.
I can't tell what the other one is. Peach cobbler.
Chickpea curry.
Nachos or sourdough?
Nachos.
Nacho cheese.
I'd be tempted to go sourdough, actually.
Nacho bread.
Olives or huevos or rancheros?
Huevos rancheros.
That one may win.
Huevos rancheros?
That's good.
Cheese ravioli or matzo ball?
Cheese ravioli.
Cheese ravioli, I think, might win.
Chili going to win.
Cherry or blueberry muffin?
Blueberry muffins.
I'll go with cherry.
Three muffins. Tamales. I'm the deciding vote.
Tamales.
Waffle House. So good. That's what I'm basing the waffle.
Tamale House and beat Waffle House.
I'm going tamales.
Oh no.
Black Forest cake or cheese fries?
Cheese fries.
I like Black Forest cake. Pretty good.
Do you like sweets?
I do. I like sweets.
Chili or cheese?
Chili.
Or
cheese?
I like chili.
Well, chili or chili? Chili.
I eat chili.
Chili. That's great. I'd take the pizza. Peach cobbler or nacho?
Peach cobbler. Peach cobbler.
Say again. Y'all say it one more time.
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
It's three over here. Peach cobbler.
That's what I thought. I was making sure. Because I was going to go to nachos too. Cheese and ravioli.
Oh, that's the huevos for me.
Yeah, huevos Granchero.
Cheese ravioli.
Raviolis.
Man. Ooh. Marty comes up. Y'all took away his, what you call it, well ago, remember?
Tamales.
Blueberry muffin.
Tamales.
You just beat, you salty.
He don't like Mexican food.
He just salty because it took
cheese
him.
Cheese fries or chili.
Can we put the chili on the cheese there?
Yeah. Go to cheese fries.
Yeah, let's put the chili on the cheese. Put the chili up there.
You know what? Combine them. I'm prepared to.
All right, so we're going to say that they are their teammates. So they are, whatever one we pick, we're going to call them chili cheese fries.
What are we doing here?
So that's now chili cheese fries.
Oh, that's easy.
Peach cobbler.
Or cheese ravioli.
Peach cobbler.
I could do without dessert.
Too.
Beach cobbler.
Beach cobbler.
Yeah, wrong.
So good.
Oh, that cheese ravioli is better.
Chili cheese fries. Oh, or chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries. Chili cheese fries. Unless we can put the chili on the tamales, too.
Chili cheese fries.
Oh, we're putting chili.
All right, hold on. Chili is a free. Chili on the tamales. I'm going tamales and chili.
Chili on cheese on it.
Yeah, me too.
If we can put
if we can share the chili, put chili on beach cobbler. All right, now we got chili cheese tamales.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Chili cheese fries. Oh,
that was easy.
Chili on peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
No, tamales with chili on them.
That's the chili tamales, yeah.
Peach cobbler with some.
How did peach cobbler make it to the final?
Because
it
was
it's
so good.
I like it, but
I wish they just had peach cobbler.
How many people picked tamales?
2%.
Yeah, y'all suck.
That's because they didn't know they had chili.
We put chili up there.
They didn't. Let's see if I can find.
First of all, I love tamales. Look, I was walking across the street the day at work, and dude came by with a big old sack full of tamales. I said, "What you got there, baby?" He said, "Tamales are $2 for $5 or whatever." I walked up and I said, "I got $25. How many tamales does this give me?" She gave me a sack full. I took them to the office and we crushed them. She said, "What do you want?" I said, "Surprise, but just mix it up." Some of them were cheese and jalapenos. There was some chicken. There was some pork.
You should bring some of them to us one day.
Oh, they're on Fridays. I'll grab some next Friday.
That sounds good.
He puts them in his pocket and bring them to
only
you.
Only 2% of people had it winning.
I could bring them for tailgate.
Oh, that'd be amazing. We need a lot of them.
No, dang, I'm going to be out of town.
We need a lot of them.
All right, let's pull some money. We'll get some money. I'll find out who
goes. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Because we could even have a big pan of chili or have them in a pan sitting on top
we
of
could even have cooker. Fries with cheese, too.
Put them in a cooker. We could have them on a cooker up here.
Hawks play the Vols this weekend, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be out of town.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a home game this weekend.
Well, the Vols are playing the Hawks. We're not sure about the other direction.
Yeah. No, we got the big hometown showdown this Friday night. Against
it is a white out gang. So
I don't think I have.
I think we'll do white Russians.
To correct what white out game for the main game or
white Russians tamale.
There's a bunch of them over there where I work.
It's
gonna be a brown out.
Don't wear no white pants.
Oh, this was the one I was gonna do. Shoot, I don't even know where that one came from. I thought that was weird, some of the options. Fall food showdown. We'll do that next episode.
Ooh, fall food. Ooh.
Fall food
showdown. It's chili's in there, too, I'm sure.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
We'll do that on the next one. All right, let's see. What we got? We got 2 minutes. I'll tell you what, we'll make it a little bit short. Y'all got anything else to talk about? It's Monday.
No, I talked about Jane Goodall getting attacked by monkeys.
Did we? Yeah, we did talk about it.
I mean, she didn't die from that, but I assume it's what happened.
I mean, you play with fire, you're getting burned.
Yeah,
she got the rabies.
You play with Harambe.
You can get put in the rack.
You know, they say Harambe changed the, he was a catalyst for like an alternate universe.
Oh, he was?
Okay. Yeah, you know, they talk about the Mandela effect.
Uh-huh.
They're saying like there's that was a cutoff point. Everything changed after
Harambe?
After Harambe.
Harambe was the end all be all.
Mm. Yes.
Really? That's crazy. And he was in the mist.
Speaking of Mandela effect, I happened across an X account that dude has like old technology playing some of those movies where like the one with Tom Cruise, Risky Business, and he didn't have sunglasses
on. Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Risky Business, he does have sunglasses.
No, he does not. Not when he slides across the floor.
Well, what has he got on?
Well, but he had
I know he got pants on.
He had an old phone, and he's claiming to be showing it. how it originally was, and then the today, if you go in technology, it takes the glasses off of it. No, I'll show you. It's not on.
So this is, but he said it had glasses on.
Yes.
Where did all this stuff even start? Like Shazam's one of them, and a bunch of.
Well, Shazam, things. I know for a fact
it's real.
That Shaquille O'Neal was Shazam. I know that. I remember watching that movie because I remember
Sinbad was Shazam.
He was not.
No, he wasn't.
He was not.
It was Shaquille O'Neal.
Beat you to death.
It was Shaquille O'Neal. I remember watching that movie.
Shaquille O'Neal was Kung Fu or
he also
Shaq
did
Fu.
That. He also did that horrible movie as well, or that video game as well. No, it was definitely that.
Sinbad. See, look here. He did not have them. Oh, let me pull it up here. Right here, he does not have them.
I was trying to figure out who was pouring something. I was looking around.
Where's that? Come on, let's
take. He don't look right.
There he is. He look.
Yeah, but when he slides,
he only has them when he slides in.
Yeah, only when he slides.
There's no glasses on him.
That's not right.
The glasses off.
They fell off this time before he was slipping.
Yep.
But you're going to see Diddy come around the corner and say, you gonna do anything on the bridges?
You know what? It was that Diddy had the oil on him. That's what he fell off.
Diddy going to say, the bridges look tight. They look like he make an itch.
He slid on through there and had somebody else.
He slid on the next
scene. See, we're talking about this person. So
that's obviously just came
on. There's flames coming out of the fly.
I didn't read all that.
What, Harambe did?
Harambe.
No, weasel caused the Hadron Collider.
The collider. Yeah. Yeah, the collider, you know.
So it wasn't a Harambe, it was a weasel.
It's the antimatter that they created.
Yep. Weasel!
Antimatter.
All right, Marty, crazy. I think we've had enough. Play us out of here. Yeah, it should be working.
One day they're going to go back and watch this, and Jamie's not going to have them glasses on.
Father Thornberry.
I advise everybody to go sit down and try to watch Monster, the Ed Gein story on Netflix. I couldn't get through it.
What?
Ed Gein story, Monster, is horrible.
It's a good show.
It's a really good show. I could watch it.
I have no idea what he said, but happy Big Guy's Day.
Here.
Big guys need loving too.
Marty.
Yeah, I'm thankful.
National Big Personal Appreciation Day. Y'all can send money. I'll put my Venmo in the chat. Venmo, Cash App, whatever. Life Pay, we're out of here.